UpDocs is a program of documentary films at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck and Woodstock. It runs from May 18th through the 24th. They'll be running a program of over 20 documentaries. In fact, on Friday opening night in Rhinebeck, they'll be screening a documentary by Ben Fundis entitled Border Stories, about life on the U.S.-Mexico border. Ben, not only a filmmaker, he's also a client. He is an assistant director of Upstate and co-programmer along with Becca Prahl, and both Becca and Ben join us on the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you. Good morning.
So how did UpDocs come to be?
Well, we were sitting around and we get a lot of screeners that we're looking through, and a lot of films that we like watching and that we know a lot of other people would like watching, but not necessarily can fit them into, you know, our normal week schedule at the theater. You know, we only have two screens or three screens with Woodstock, and there's only so much space to fit them in. And so we thought we'd put them all together and that people could sort of find a different way of.
Now, will UpDocs be going on at both Woodstock and Rhinebeck?
It will. It'll have one screen in Rhinebeck, and it'll be going on in Woodstock all week as well.
That's terrific. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, how did you choose the 20 or so that were chosen? What went into that process? As since you are both co-programmers,
we watched a lot of movies.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Some of them were chosen because they were films that we liked within the past year and just didn't have time to slide into our schedule. And so, Being Elmo and Hell and Back Again, for instance, are two films that we thought were really, really amazing, and so we're bringing them in for one screening each because we weren't able to show them before. Some of them we picked off of festivals, and like This Way of Life from New Zealand and Darwin, which is actually made by a Swiss filmmaker, so we had to go outside of the U.S. distribution model to pick up those movies. But we love them at festivals, and so we kind of offered them this little slot. And then the other ones are just small things that we saw. And I think Ben and I are both really passionate about documentary for many reasons and in many different ways. We both adore it as a medium and think that we wanted to offer a range of films that really explored the form that documentary can take on. So there's personal essays in there, and some of the documentaries unravel like mysteries. You know, they're not all just kind of solutions. Offering solution, like problems and solutions.
Sure.
Yeah.
One of the things that I thought was really interesting when I was looking over the entire schedule last night was that it just goes to show how, to me, how vital the medium still is, and just how much is going on that is very important work.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Documentary Filmmaker, now, so obviously it's, you know, a no-brainer that you're going to, you know, put your film in, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is a...
Well, it's interesting. We haven't screened it at Upstate yet. And so, yeah, we kind of...
How old is it?
We finished it in 2009. It was shot in 2008.
Okay.
But a lot of the issues that are within it are still very, very current.
Okay. So, it took you a while to get it up to home.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So, Border Stories is about life in the U.S.-Mexico border. How did this project come to be for you?
This came about. I was living down in Nashville at the time and working as an editor in cable television, and me and two friends of mine set out to make this sort of very, very independent project. Three people in a Volkswagen van driving from Brownsville, Texas, to Tijuana, Mexico, for about 3.5 months with a Rottweiler, because Federales don't like Rottweilers, and so we filmed along the border. And the original plan was to make a website, but we ended up stringing the stories together, which end up being like sort of short 5-minute vignettes of various different people. We talked to a Minuteman, different vigilantes, so it's not, and as you know, as well as migrants crossing, and we spoke to the mayor of Laredo and Nuevo Laredo for one piece, too. So it spans a lot of different issues and talks to a lot of different people at different strata of the issue of, you know, the issues that exist on the border.
And this is what documentary filmmaking can really do so well, right, is tell these stories.
Yeah. It can allow people to tell their own stories.
Yeah.
Is my personal approach to it, and that's what I like.
What's the Roddy's name?
I'm sorry?
What's the Roddy's name?
The Roddy's name.
The Rottweiler's name.
Oh, the Roddy's name is Rocky.
Rocky.
Rocky
the Rottweiler. That's very cute. So this film kicks off the entire series, right?
Island President should in the afternoon, and then it's got the evening slot.
It's the second show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. 7 o'clock on Friday.
7 p.m. And give us some of the other highlights that you'll be having over the, again, this runs May 18th through the 24th. And the firm number, how many total?
There are 20, and then we have shorts as well. So
That's great.
There's another film called Katie with an Eye that's by a local filmmaker we discovered after we slotted it in. Robert Green lives in Beacon and made this amazing, amazing film about this teenage girl's last 4 months of high school in rural Alabama. It's shot very cinema verite, so there's no voiceover or interviews. You're just sort of taken with the things that are going on within this last 4 months. And the thing I like about this movie is that there's no real good way of talking about it without giving away the killer ending to the film. It's a really, really powerful, beautiful look
and the
trust between the filmmaker and the subject is so apparent and so clear. And it's really a wonderful example of what documentary can do when you just sort of let something happen.
I'm going to ask a question, which hopefully won't give anything away.
I hope not.
But is Katie likable?
Katie is absolutely likable.
Yeah, okay.
Katie is absolutely likable.
Yeah, that's
She's
great.
She's great.
Cool. What else?
We've got this other really great, beautiful piece called General Orders Number 9. It's a bit of a different film, and it sort of muddies the waters between what's a documentary film and what's a nonfiction film, and what are you talking about anyway? But it's a very poetic piece about a eulogy for how we have subverted the natural map around us slowly and steadily with sort of the trappings of modern culture and modern cities and how they lay out upon, you know, the old deer trails and Indian trails and how they become county roads. It's very, very, very gorgeous, and I can't say that the warning I would put out is it's the documentary version of Tree of Life. So if you liked Tree of Life, and there's many of those out there, I know you're out there, you're going to love this movie.
You liked it?
I did. We have this conversation all the time.
I loved it.
Really? All right. What did I miss?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Because I came out of that film thinking that I promise I'll bring the conversation back to what we're talking
Absolutely.
About. But
it's important.
But I came out of that film feeling bad about myself that I wasn't sophisticated enough to like get it.
I know.
A lot of people felt that way.
Many, many conversations in the lobby while the film was still going on.
Oh, and yeah, because you have to leave early. Otherwise, your head will explode.
Many people did, and they felt very personally. They felt personally attacked by the film. It was really interesting.
Because I think of myself as a somewhat not sophisticated film goer, but I go a lot, you know, and I enjoy various forms. I'm very open minded in the films that I see, and there was just something about it that I think,
to bring it back to the documentaries, and I think Becca mentioned it earlier in terms of there's lots of documentaries that deal with issues. And as they deal with the issues, they set up sort of a crisis. We've reached a crisis point, and now we have to find solutions. And here's how we can all be part of the solution. The films that we're showing here don't necessarily follow that model at all. They leave it, you know, the things are left more open-ended. Questions are left unanswered, you know, like, you know, we experience in our day-to-day lives. I think more often than not, we don't have it all figured out by the end of the day. And I
almost prefer that because you're absolutely right. That is the way life is. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and that could all change.
Let's all be happy in the vagaries of it all.
How does this disrupt the summer film season, and people are coming out, and so the summer stuff's coming out. Mm-hmm. So does this disrupt what you would normally be doing in any way, or does this fill a hole
in some senses, yes, and in some senses, no. We're keeping Best Exotic Marigold Hotel in Rhinebeck, so that is still showing.
Beautiful film.
Um, And we're unable to basically take all three screens. But yeah, we usually play a few smaller pieces. And so we're just taking this slot, basically, to
normally
run the
this is a much slower time of year.
Normally
and if
it is.
And if it weren't for the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel sort of coming out of nowhere and being a huge, huge film for this time of year, which is pretty unusual.
Hmm.
And people are really coming out, so...
And then as far as the documentary, you have events around these as well.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Talk a little bit about some of the highlights.
They're really kind of fun. We've got Arm of the Sea Puppet Theater is going to be coming to a screening of Being Elmo. We have an Iraq War veteran, Derek McGee, who's coming to a screening of Helen Back Again. That's on Sunday. And then a lot of filmmakers. We've got Anne Makepeace, who made a piece on a Bantu family who relocated to the U.S. She's coming to speak about that movie, which is a great film in terms of offering a foreign perspective on our own culture. And we have, I'm really excited about the What We Need is the Impossible.
Yes.
Sam Green shorts. We have a filmmaker who was nominated for an Academy Award for his film, The Weather Underground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's coming with a shorts program that he's put together. And so he'll be there and on Wednesday, I think, in Rhinebeck. And then also we've got some local filmmakers, a group of kids actually from Red Hook High School. They made a documentary. They went up to Schoharie County after Hurricane Irene, and with their teacher, they interviewed a lot of residents and put together a little feature film. I think it's about an hour long.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to come, and we're doing a free screening of that movie so that the public can see it and they can have a chance to talk about something that's local. And there are a few other free screenings, too. Toby Carey's Sweet Violets, which is talking about the violet industry in Rhinebeck, and...
Ingredients.
Yeah. The Woodstock Farm Festival is hosting a screening of Ingredients, and then they're going to do a 45-minute discussion panel afterward.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Well, it sounds like an awful lot of fun. UpDocs is this wonderful program of documentary films playing from May 18th through the 24th, and 20 documentaries. You can see the complete list and find out about all of the events by going to the website, which is upstatefilms.org. Upstatefilms.org, they're in Rhinebeck and Woodstock, and if you go to upstatefilms.org and you just go in the events page, it's right there, and you'll actually see the tab for UpDocs. Upstatefilms.org. Becca and Ben, I wish all the luck in the world. Are you making a new movie, Ben? Or are you
not currently? No.
Okay, this is
currently. I'm just sort of in the theater all the time.
Yeah, working
in the future.
In the future,
dude. Yeah. You have like you want another road trip?
Oh, I'd love to do another road trip. But
yeah,
it's hard to make popcorn on the road.
There's your title. It's hard to make popcorn on the road. Ben and Becca, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You, Joe.
You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.